In northern Israel today, tragedy struck at a bat mitzvah celebration. A Palestinian killed at least 6 Israelis and injured dozens before he was killed. An armed Palestinian group linked to Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat's Fatah faction claimed responsibility for the attack. The group said the killings were in retaliation for Israel's assassination of one of its West Bank leaders earlier this week. From Jerusalem, NPR's Linda Gradstein joins us now. Linda, what more can you tell us about the attack?
The bat mitzvah celebration, which is a celebration marking a girl's 12th birthday, was being held at a wedding hall in the town of Hadera. Palestinians say the gunman was named Abid Salim Hassouna, that he was 24 years old, from Nablus. He apparently approached the wedding hall, shot the security guard at the entrance, went in, and just started shooting in all directions and threw at least one hand grenade.
Until early this week, there'd been almost a month of relatively reduced violence there. What changed?
Well, what changed was the death of a militant named Ra'id Karmi, who was 27 years old and the head of the Al-Aqsa Brigades in Tulkarm, which is actually pretty close to where today's attack was. He was from the same group of the gunmen from today, and he was killed in an explosion. Israel did not officially take responsibility, but Palestinians said that it was an Israeli assassination, and Israel had previously tried to assassinate him. And after he was killed, immediately afterwards, an Israeli soldier was killed, and then 2 Jewish settlers and a third person were killed yesterday, as well as there was someone from Yasser Arafat's Fatah faction was killed in a gun battle with Israeli troops today. So what seems to have sort of sparked this was Israel's alleged assassination of this militant named Ra'id Karmi.
Can we assume there will be Israeli retaliation for this attack then on the wedding hall?
Israel has said that it will retaliate for every attack. Already today, Israel tightened closures around several West Bank cities, not letting people go in or out, as it has done for most of the past 16 months. But in the past couple of weeks, some of those closures had eased. Palestinians are certainly bracing for an attack. They're fearing an Israeli retaliation. Israeli military commentators on television were saying that Israel could, hit Palestinian security targets from the air with missiles, as they've done in the past. And a more extreme measure could be going back into sending tanks back into Palestinian-controlled areas, which Israel did in October. Israel was eventually forced to pull out after a lot of international pressure. Both Israelis and Palestinians say they expect some kind of retaliation. No one's quite sure what form it's going to take.
NPR's Linda Gradstein, thanks very much.
Thank you, Melissa.